Bez Hashem, continue with Shmir Salosh and Shara Zechira, Perek Tez Zayin, Shin number 120, discussing the dangers of Machlokes and the tragedies that people, unfortunately, get so involved in fighting and continuing the Machlokes, they don't realize what they do to themselves, to the children, to the family members. Ulepele Godol, Abal Machlokes, the Chofetz Chaim says it's baffling. It's, you can't logically comprehend their behavior. And he gives an example. He says, Haloim acher yivgo ma'at bivnoi. Let's say somebody accidentally bumps into a person's child. And the child falls down on the floor, gets a little scrape, and it was a pure 100% accident. And you know what? It could even be the child's fault, but the child bumped into you. You're an adult, child falls down, scrapes his knee, scrapes his elbow. This father is going to spew flames from his mouth. Why? Because he's upset. You hurt his child, and you're trying to explain. I'm sorry. I he bumped into me. You know, I didn't really do anything. I apologize. I'm sorry. It was a mistake. It was an accident. He's still going to be upset at you. Kol shekein, even more so. Im yazik loy bekavanav enofal al zeh. Lemishkov. If a person intentionally went to harm someone's child and he caused his child to be bedridden, nafal lemishkov, even though this child healed, afshin nisrape, yefasmu leish achzori b'ein yakol over zeh. This father is going to publicize to everyone he can the cruelty of this individual who did this to his child. And his father will not rest until he gets his revenge, which of course is usher. He'll send out the emails and the WhatsApp and the Twitters and the... I don't even know what's out there so much already today. Every day there's another Mishigas. And this father is going to have an eternal hatred. Why? Because this person attacked his child. Okay. Now the Chofetz Chaim says, imagine if the father himself was the person who was attacking his own children. Now what? He's going to take his right hand and punch his left side of his body. Take his left side, punch the right side of the body. No Meshuggah does that. Even the Meshuggah doesn't do that. But if he himself is bringing all of this tzaras, all this suffering onto his own children. Why? Because he created the Machlokes. And he's continuing the Machlokes. And he's adding fuel to the fire, encouraging other people to join the Machlokes. The Efshar Shiamusa Gamkein Chasu Shalom. Not only this, but it's possible the children, Rachman Litzlan, will pay the price for the father's behavior. And where do you find this? Kimashi Kosavno Lemailas, as we said above in Perek Tezvav, B'Shem HaMedrash, Sha'afilo Yonke Shadayim Nenshu Over Zeachit. As we mentioned in the previous Perek, the little babies, the infants, the nursing babies, died with the machlokes of Korach. Their whole families went down together. And the parents, the fathers, those involved in machlokes, they won't stop at all. You know, I want to tell you something. It's amazing. I just... Today's Thursday, so just...
Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay, it's Wednesday. Monday, I just heard the story. There was a certain person. And the person himself told me the story. He said his father did something which got him kicked out of a certain place, certain type of group of Yidden, certain group of Jews.
The father got kicked out.
Now, what did the father do wrong? I asked him, what did your father do wrong? He says to me, he was associated with people who did something wrong. He said he wasn't involved. He was just in the same location. He was friendly with those people. So they said he did something wrong. Now, he said that all his father had to do was ask mechila, ask forgiveness. Ask forgiveness. But his father couldn't do it. In the meantime, he said his father sent him, ready for this now? Is it mamish like what we're talking about over here? Hot off the press. Today is Wednesday. He told me the mice on Monday. So his father sent him to yeshiva, to the same place where he was banished from. Now he says to me, first of all, why did they accept me? I have no idea. But if they, he said, you know what happened to me? He said, they were roidif after me. They chased after me. Not only that, he said he was hit. Hit him. They would hit him. They would beat him. And he says, I don't get it all. That's what he says to me. He's not, the man's older than me today. And he just, it sounds like a crazy story, right? The father wouldn't ask mechila, so this machlek is continuing to go on. And when he was a kid, him and his brother, the other brothers, he said, somehow they got out of it, they went to a different place. It sounds like a horror story. It is a horror story. And I'm sharing this with you because the Chafetz Chaim, some might say, oh, you know, that's Kairach, that's, no one's a Kairach. The world's not opening up, the ground's not opening up, I'm swung about it today. It has different manifestations. The more details I'm not sharing with you right now on the recording. That's the benefit of those in person. Sometimes get a little better, you know, protects you on that. You can speak to me privately if you want. He says, the norm is that when people are involved, and I want to finish the parak, even though we can go a little further than our usual 5-7 minutes. He says, the norm is that the father, those members who are involved with this machlekes, they encourage their other family members to get involved and to strengthen the machlekes and to continue the battle, continue the fight. Ken shmetzinu b'dosan v'avirum, says the Chafetz Chaim, and you find us by dosan v'avirum. It's mind-boggling. There's no logic to dosan v'avirum. Medrash tells us, Psukim tell us, the Medrash elaborates that Dasan Aviram went out, they, their wives, their children, the babies were brought out, all to stand at the entrance, Pesach Besam, of their tents, to fight against Moshe Rabbeinu, to fight against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's like the pasuk says in Yeshaya, the children gather together the wood, and the fathers burn the fire and stoke the fire for what? To serve Avodah Zarah. It's a family project. These are Jews we're talking here. The little children are educated to do what? Go gather the wood. They bring the wood back. The father stokes the fire. The mother brings along a little match over here, a little lighter fluid over there, to do Avodah Zarah. Now the truth is, the interesting, the Chafetz Chaim is bringing this medrash over here because if we look at the root of machlokes, it's the lack of emuna. It's a lack of emuna. And we've all been there, we've all been there. We've all had situations that bother us and the fire's burning inside of us. I was just a recipient yesterday to someone's mouthful. He wasn't upset at me. He was upset about a situation, but he was taking it out of me. Why do I have to be the nice person? I was suggesting to do things a little I'm the one that's being attacked. He's attacking me. I'm the victim here. So I'm trying to explain to him, but you're not going to benefit from this. That's what everyone's telling me. I'm not going to benefit. And he's going on and on. It's nothing. I could tell him you're the best person in the world. So why are you telling me I'm the best person? Why are you saying that? There's nothing. I was just trying to like listen. But when he like asked me for a response to something, no matter what I said, I told him like, you're the best. He's like, well, apparently not. If I'm the victim, why should I be the best? Like an hour later, I get a voice message. I calm down. I want to thank you. I also want to apologize. Hope I didn't chew your ear off too much. You know I'm not upset at you at all. And then he says to me, it's only because I have a lot of respect for you I was able to talk and get it out, because I can't get my frustration out to anybody else. So I felt great. Wow. He has so much respect for me. So that's why I'm the punching bag. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Ein zekim ha'isha yetza hara mesameis einov. You know why this happens? You know why families gather together in the fight as opposed to putting out the fire? Because the yetza hara blinds them. Ein zekim ha'yetza hara mesameis einov. It's a horror of mesamins to blind. It blinds the person. His son the fun of color boyris vapchosim le'emek shove. And it prepares and disguises the pitfalls and the traps that those who are involved with machlekes fall into. And the Yetzirah encourages the person and says, no, you are right. You are right. You can't let this go. And sometimes, in fact, no matter what the cost, people will have to make sure that they are victorious. Oid boy, achi, as the Chavetz Chaim says so dearly, he says, call my brother. And when you read these words, the Chavetz Chaim is like he's sitting right here with us. Varecha. And the Chavetz Chaim says, I'm going to show you. The tremendous strength and power that the Yetzirah has in the poison that's called victory. You have to win. That when the person comes and understands and he uncovers the depths of machlaikis, even though the person realizes he's going the wrong direction, it's pitch black, it's dangerous, he still continues to go in that direction. And he's going to eventually go down to Gehenim. Nonetheless, the person is encouraged even more to go out into this dangerous situation that will eventually bring him down to Gehenim. And the person will not stop the fighting. He will not disengage from the machlokes. We know that we have this midah, to explain what he's saying here, we have this midah of mesiras nefesh, to give up our lives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we receive this from our Avos HaKadoshim. Avram was thrown to a kivshan eish. Avram Avinu was thrown to a fiery furnace, and an eish happened. And Yitzchak also. Yitzchak was ready to be shechted. And when Avram told him, no knife, there's a medrash that says, okay, maybe you won't use your hands. There's a medrash. So if you're supposed to kill me, maybe use your hands to kill me. Ready, whatever Hashem says. We have inside of our spiritual DNA this encouragement, this to be meisa nefesh al kiddush Hashem from our Avos HaKadoshim. The flip side, says the Chavetz Chaim, those who are involved in machlokes, it's a yerusha, This is an inheritance in a negative way from Dasan Vavirim. Heim heim avien shel balei machlekes. They are the avos. They are the fathers of balei machlekes. Veheim amru came befeish, and they themselves said this, as the Medrash tells us in Parshas Korach. Hari onu ma'midin devreinu. We're going to stick to our opinions. Ve'ein onu oilin medino shel gehenem. Even if that means we will never escape Gehenem. Does this make any sense? There's no logic to this. We're going to stick to our opinions, even if this means we will never come out of Gehenem. These are the words of Dasan Aviram. And many times, people, they just don't stop. We had somebody who learns by us. He told us that, yeah, these families, they don't speak to each other. Decades. Why? For some money that, first of all, he said they're so wealthy, it's pocket change. They're so wealthy, but they still have to fight over it because they have to be victorious. They have to be winning. They have to be the one in the, who comes out with a W at the end of the day. Al-Kain, Chusachi, V'chamol, Nafshecho, V'nefesh, B'necho, V'noisecho, says the Chofetz Chaim, Chus, Achi, my brother, have compassion, have pity, have mercy for your children, for your boys, for your daughters. And distance yourself from achleikus. Run away from achleikus just like a person runs away from a fire. That's why I couldn't stop over here because the piece will continue. I want to make sure we finish this last paragraph now. And even if a person was already involved with achleikus, the chokhma of the Chofetz Chaim, this wisdom, the beauty of this sefer, and of course, the author of the sefer, he's telling us, what happens to the person who's learning this? He finds himself, you know what? If only I knew this before I got involved with machlokes. Okay, things would be different. But now it's too late. Now already, I've been in this machlokes for years. I can't get out of it now. He says, that's incorrect. You can still get out of it. He says, "V'afilim kvar nichlus binyan machlokes v'koshel lo lipard mishar chaveiro b'zeh." And it's difficult to separate yourself from the rest of your friends in this machlokes. Afal pichin yireh b'chol koy choyisov l'salik atzma mihem. You should muster up all the strength that you do have. You have the strength to get out of this machlokes and daven to Hashem for help. And when Hashem sees that you're davening for help to get out of this machlokes has been going on for as ever how long it was, Hashem will help you. You have to do your part, but Hashem will help you. And we find this is the same exact situation by Oin ben Peles. He was involved with Dasan Vavirim. He was involved with Korach. And they would say, oh, they pat him on the back. Oin! That's unbelievable. You are a brilliant man. Let's continue to fight against Moshe Rabbeinu. We're so happy you're with us on our side. The Gemara in Sanhedrin at the end of the Masechta and Chelek tells us that he left the group. That's why he was not punished at the end of the day. And he did not accept the words of the Yetzirah that was pounding on his ears and telling him, continue the fire. Stoke the coals to continue this fire of machlokes. But rather, he left that machlokes. Shemesisa ki loy lechvoy diye loy ki im yasik be'emsev layigmar anitzuach. This won't be any benefit for him if he continues this fighting. It will only be a dishonor if he continues this battle. Better for a person to be disgraced. It's difficult words. It's difficult to put into practice. But better for a person to be disgraced by a few people here in this world. But that he shouldn't be disgraced in the next world in front of all of the Malachi Asharis, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his heavenly court. And he ends with a Mishnah, quoting a Mishnah in Idias. Mutav la'adam shikari shaita kayamov. Better for a person to be called a fool all the days of his life, that he does not associate himself with the foolishness of machlaikis, those who continue machlaikis, those who start machlaikis. Mutav la'adam, says the Mishnah Idias Perikei, shikari shaita kayamov. Better for a person to be called a fool his entire life, as opposed to be called a Rosh even for one moment in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should all be zoiche to take these words of the Chofetz Chaim to heart. Daven to Hashem for Siyat HaShemaya, not to get into Machlekes. And if we are in Machlekes, daven to Hashem for Siyat HaShemaya, to get us out of the Machlekes.